Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Ayin Gimel. And Ayin Gimel is, of course, the famous daf of the Malachos. 39 Malachos quoted here in the Mishnah on daf Ayin Gimel. The Pnei Yeshua even notes that the specific order that it is stated in is significant before we get to today's shiur topic, which is the shiur for Malachos. We spoke about Chatzi Shiur back on daf Gimel 70 daf ago, but today we'll speak about the shiur for Malacha. But before we get to that, the Pnei Yeshua wonders, Yesh Ladakdik, Lama Shonam Bazeh Seder. Why dafka in this Seder? First the Sidura de Pas, and then the Sidura of writing, and then clothing. Why is the dafka here? So he explains, Lanias Daiti Bazeh Tatana Lefi Seder Chashivusa Naket La. Because of their Chashivus, Devatai, Iker Malachas Avod, Shach Tveb, Avodas Karka. Avodas Karka is the most significant type of Malacha, as we know by Shemitah. Shemitah, the only thing that's us is Avodas Karka. Shabbos, more than that. But the basic is Avodas Karka. As it even says by Shabbos, Shesh Yasherem Tavod Uviyom Hashvi Tishbos, Becharish Uvakatsir Tishbos, Va'od. And all of these Malachas are needed for the Kiyama Olam. Shrichit Fei, Shein Lekiyama Olam, Bedavar Hashava Lechol Nefesh, Lechem Lecho Lo Beged Lilbosh, as Yaakov Avinu Daven for. And therefore, first 11 are Sidur Depas, how to make bread, because that's the basic necessity of people. And after that, one needs clothing. And that's why the next 13 malachas are the ones, the malachas that go from Gozes all the way through Kosher and Matir. Ubasir Hachik Tanina Mikolana Malachas Hashuvos Shemitsuyin Yotzer L'Kiyam Olam. And after that, malachas that are also common for Kiyam of society. Ksiva, Mochek, Tzad, Vachulu, and all of those. And finally, finishing up the ones that were left in the Malachas and Mishkan. And he says, Kafter Vaferach, I've come up with the order why these malachas are here. Okay, but that's the background. But if we look at the malachas, we have the 39 malachas listed. Zorea, Choresh, Kotzer, Vachulu goes through all of them. And if we note Rashi says that all of the malachas, or at least the first 11 let's focus on, all of those malachas, the shear is a grogeris. The shear is a dried fig. Chutz, mechoresh. Typical shu, except for choresh. Choresh, what's the shear for choresh? How much do you have to plow of the land? Kol shehu, a tiny amount. So you can't argue on this. This is not the chiddush of Rashi. This is the Mishnah. The Mishnah later on in Daf Kuf Gimel says beferish ha choresh kol shehu chayiv. That is the Mishnah. That's Rashi, and that's what the Shita L'Ran also here says. Only choresh. That's the one that doesn't have a shear. But if you look in the Rambam does not say this. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, let me just get the Rambam. The Rambam here in Hilchos Shabbos tells us that it's Choresh and Zoreya. And Paraches, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Hazoreya Kol Shehu Chayev. Also Zoreya. Halacha Aleph has a choresh kol shu chayev, hazoreya kol shu. Then halacha gimel hakoser kigroger is chayev. So the Minchas Chinuch already points out this machlokas Rashi Rambam. Why Rashi says only zoreya, only choresh does not have a shear, while the Rambam says both. The Magen Mishnah says what is the Rambam source? It's the Mishnah later on in Daf Sadi. The Mishnah says the beginning of Perak Hamatznia. The Mishnah says, if I put away, Hamatznil is there, I put away a seed in order to plant it, so if I carry that out on Shabbos, I'm chayiv, because I showed chashivus to that seed. So the Magen Mishnah says, what do you see from this? Even one seed is significant. So the Rambam says the Magen Mishnah gets it from that Mishnah by Hotzah. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rashi and the Rambam? Why would you put a Choresh separately than the other Malachas? Why would you put Choresh and Zoreya separately? So if you look in the Rishash just on the Rashi notes the Rambam, as if to say, maybe there is no machlokas. Sounds that way from the Rishash. But if you look in the Hare Kedem on Shabbos, so the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik, so he quotes two ideas maybe to explain the machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam in this regard. Number one, he explains, Vimken l'chorah yitzorach lios shi'uram kolchlam kikagrogoris. If we think about the 11 Sidur Depas, it's all about food. So it makes sense that the shear is grogeris. Why? Because the Mishnayos say later on that the shear for carrying out food for Hotzah is a grogeris. That's the shear of Chashivas for food. So once that's true, so then L'chora, all Malachos that have to do with food should have that shear. And that's why they all do. From Tochein and Borer and Ofeh, the shear is a grogeris. So what about the earlier ones? why would Zoreya and Choresh be different? Okay, Nira Pashut Badas Rashi. So honestly, that, if this is the background why Grogaris is the shear for all these malachas, because the shear of food, Choresh, would we look at plowing and define it as Meleches HaOchel? No. Plowing, it's too early. It's too early to define this as food preparation malachos. No, this is Avodas Karka. And if it's Avodas Karka, so it's a different shear. All the other ones in Sidur Depas have the shear of a grogeris, because we can already define this as getting it ready for bread. From Zoreya, Kotzer, you're putting a seed of wheat in the ground, and Kotzer, it's all connected to that bread. The Sphere Lay, Rashi holds, Dagam de Choresh umisidur de Pas. You're right, it's the first one. Vuachana la Pas, Aval Sof Sof Acharisha imaisa bekarka. Veinam alacha begufa ochlin klal. And that's why the shear is a kol shehu. Masha'en kain, Zoreya, Zriya Zriya Schita, Bechayotzi baze, Asher he min mi mine ha ochlin. Ubaze hadar dina, Tibechla sidur de Pas. And the shear is like all malachas ochlin. And according to the Rambam would say no, maybe. Maybe the Rambam would say no. Same Svara, but different applications. Zoreya is like Choresh. Well, putting a seed in the ground is already called a Meleches Ochel, not Meleches Karka. No, the cutoff is after Zoreya. Once it grows, now you're harvesting it. Now it's wheat stalks. So now you're harvesting it, so that's called Meleches preparing for food, and that's what would have the shear of Grogaris. But before that, Zoreya is like Choresh. The Rambam would say, Da davar ha-nizra, eino ha-davar ha-niksar, upanim chadoshos bo'olakan, v'lohach yurak mi-kotzer ve'elech, havalei b'chal sidur de-pas mamish, v'shirayu hi-bikogrogris. That's one suggestion for the machlokas. It's not exactly the same thing, and you can be mechalik between the two, but it reminds us a little bit of the sugya of Ochal Nefesh. We know in Maseches Beitza, major machlokas Rishonim, which malachas are included in Ochal Nefesh. What about a malachas that you could have, if you, is the chilek, you could have done it before Yantif or could not have done it before Yantif? Is that it? But any malacha would be included? Or no? Most Rishonim assume that there are limitations. The Rambam seems that there are Durabana limitations. But there seems to be, according to some Rishonim, Daraisa limitations. The Yerushalmi, Tosfos, and Beitzadav Gimel quotes the Yerushalmi. Milisha ve'elach. I can't plow on Yantif. That's not malachas Ochal Nefesh. I can't cut stalks on Yantif. Why not? Malachas Ochal Nefesh. You can't drive to the store to buy food. Why? Melechas Ochal Nefesh. Why isn't that mutter? So Yerushalmi says, Milisha ve'elach. Why Milisha ve'elach? So one of the svaras given is that only the later stages are called food preparation. Before that, it's called Avodas Adama. Plowing, harvesting, that's not kitchen malachas. Ochal Nefesh are kitchen malachas. And therefore, only the later ones would be mutter, midaraisa, misham ochal nefesh. Again, it's not the exact same thing, because there, obviously, it's much less. Here is the issue of Choresh and Zoreya. Nobody says kotzer. So there's a difference between ochel nefesh and what we're talking about, meleches ochel, to be considered preparation of food, but it's a similar idea. That is one idea. A second idea suggested by a number of achronim, but also from Rav Soloveitchik, I'll quote it again here in Hari Kedem and Simon Samachay, and that is, maybe Tachin Yosef Radasa Rambam, the Rambam also feels that Zoreya is Gamma Rambam Sirali, Zoreya Havi Bechal Sidur the Pas Mamish. The Rambam feels Zoreya is Sidur the Pas, and it goes with the bread. Aye, so why does he say it's a Kal Shehu? When you put a seed in the ground, do you go by what it is or what it will produce? How do you determine the shear? Because this little seed is tiny, but it produces a stalk. It could produce a grogeris. Maybe that's the machlokas Rashi Rambam. Do you go by the maisa right now, or do you go by the potential that this maisa is going to bring in terms of the shear? The Svir Leila Rambam, the Rambam who says Choresh and Zoreya don't have a shear. The shiny Zoreya. Really, Zoreya has a shear. The shear is a grogeris, but it's the potential for grogeris. You don't look at to find the grogeris now. Shagam bisriya koldu yachol itzmoach sham tvei mika grogeris. V'yemkein gam bekolshu pasich buhu shir kagrogeris. Mashenkein bekol amalachas the sidur de pas by kotzev elach. Then it goes by the actual shir because that's what you're dealing with. Ubahanach malachas kaptin and al grogeris dafka not just for the potential. V'hainu mishum de bekoach charisha and also charisha too. Kol davi latzmiach b'shir kagrogeris. Chazina does le baser hashir bekoach v'lo ichpal shebefoal lo ichpal le shebefoal ein kane lachoresh kolshu v'im kein ha'u ande nami melech zoreya. What about Rashi? Rashi says no. Rashi says you go by Zoreya. You have to go by actual shear right now, not by potential. And therefore, Zorea would need it to be Grogeris right now. Choresh is different. Okay, but that's two suggestions, fascinating, between Rashi and the Rambam, what the Machlokas is. The Menachas Chinuch has a couple of important lines. He says, number one, he wonders why you would need a shear if there are other halachos in Kalatara Kula that have Zoria and there's no shear. Nachal Eson. You have to take the Egla Ruf, Egla, the cow, to the Nachal Eson, to a valley that has never been worked. So what has never been worked? Is there a sheer Zuria which would ruin a Nachal Eson? He says, no. L'chara not. So why Behilcha Shabbos is it different? Or another Malacha. Not just Echal Eson. What about Shemitah? How much do you have to plow during Shemitah or work during Shemitah? Kol Shehu. Any amount. So he says it must be Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. Gabi Shabbos, you need Meleches Machsheves. Put this on the list of Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Shreisi Legufa, Tavashin Miskavin, Mekalkal, Masasek, Shinui, Grama. So he says, this goes on the list. Vitzricha Lios HaMalacha Chashuva. You need a Chashuv Malacha, and that's why this would require a Shir, even though the other ones don't. And then he has Venir, and he has Daiti, another Chiddush, the Afla Rashi. Even according to Rashi that says that Choresh is a Kol Shehu, Da'ala Zriya Bein and Shir B'Shabbos, and Zriya, you need a Shir, Mikol Makom, Im Avar Ba'osa Zriya, unless you did a Kol Shehu. So according to Rashi, you shouldn't be Chayiv. But what if when you did that Zoreya, you also violated another Avera? Odlav, Vuba Kosher, Kugon Shazar B'Shabbos Kilayim. I planted one tiny seed, which according to Rashi shouldn't be enough for Zoreya, but I violated Kilayim with that. So says the Minchas Chinuch, Kivin the Chayva Kilayim B'Kol Shehu, Chayva LaShabbos Da'ach Shevei. Right, a sugi that comes up, he quotes it from a number of Achronim, that once it's chashiv enough to violate Aveira A, so to Aveira B. This comes up in a few places. By Sukkah, Migu, that this is a wall for Shabbos, is a wall for Sukkah. Right? There are different kinds of times we have this concept of if it's good for A, it's good for B. So the Minchas Chinuch assumes here too that if it's enough of a shear for other areas of halacha, so then it would be enough of a shear for Shabbos as well. Again, those are the two chidushim of the Minchas Chinuch. Again, number one, that you need a shear for Shabbos, though you don't need a shear for other areas of halacha, like Nachal Eson or Shemitah, because of Meleches Machsheves. And number two, if there is no shear, but if there's a shear for another Avera, then this would be a shear too. That's one discussion about shear for Zoreya. But now let's get to the general question. If we look back in the Mishnah, the second half of our discussion, the Mishnah, most of the time, most of the examples given, do not have a shear listed in the Mishnah. It just says Choresh, Gozes, Malabno, Manapso. By a couple of them, you have a shear. Oreg Shnei Chutin. Potseah Shnei Chutin. Kosher or Matar don't have a shear. Tofer Shtei Tfiros. Koryamanas Litvar Shtei Tfiros. Why do some of them, Kosev Shtei Osios. Mochek Amanas Litvar Shtei Osios. Bonus Oser. Why do some of them have a number? A minimum shear and some not. Tosis just asked that without answering. Tzarech Lafarish. Lama Pirish Khan. By Bati Nirin, Uba Oreg, Uba Potseya, Uba Tofer, Uba Kosev, Shir Tvemi Bashar. So why by Oreg, Potseya, Tofer, Kosev, and the opposites, why is there a Shir given in the Mishnah, unlike the other one? So there are a couple of different suggestions given by the Achronim. Besides Tosfos, the Rishonim don't really deal with this question so much. If you look in the Melecha Shlomo, which is a commentary in the back of the Mishnah, they say, okay, it's very short. Very short to put this in. The other one you'd have to be marach, which is unusual, just by one word, grogerous. Right? So why is that so long? But that's the Melaches Shlomo. If you look at Tosfos Chadashim, which is another commentary on the side of the Mishnayos, he says something, then we have to figure out what he means. V'nira li lafarish, be'ezus Hashem, de hatana lo pireish, Ella be'elu she'ef shar klal hachiyuv ella ba'ose kol hashir b'makam echad. The ones that are listed is you have to do it all in one spot. Kigon ose beiz batei nirin eino chayv ella ba'ose shteim b'makam echad. You have to do both holes in the loom, both loops. Demose beis nir keneged ech bebeged echad beis nir bebeged acher kol chalav klumu. If you do one loop in this beged and one loop in that beged, they don't combine. Right, v'chein ba'orik shnei chutin. You have to do it together. V'chein ba'kosev shnei osios. B'shnei svarim. If I write one letter in one notebook and one letter in another notebook, that's not chayev. They're not mitzarif. V'chein b'tofer shtei tfiros. B'shnei begadim. Kol elu einan mitzarfin. And therefore, it's not in the Mishnah, the other ones. Masha Einkein, Shar Malachis, could go into Motzi, that's why these are in the Mishnah. Could go into Motzi, Deshira Kagrogoris, O, Ofe Vachadome, Lohem, Mitztarfe Motzi, Chati Grogoris, Kan Vachati Grogoris, Malcolm Acher. If I bake half a Grogoris in one pot, half a Grogoris in the other pot, they are Mitztarif. Right? If I bake, or Motzi, or any other one, that's why by the other ones, it doesn't say a shear. Why? Because you don't have to do a shear. You could do a little bit, and it can be in starif to five other little bits in different places. These malachas that are mentioned, you have to do this amount in this spot. If you don't do it in this spot, it's never going to be in starif. That's the suggestion of the Tosfos Chadashim. So again, the Malach HaShlomo says it's just short, and the Tosfos Chadashim says no. It needs to be done by Malkam Echad. But finally, the more fundamental answer is said by the Sfas Emes and by the Karen Ora. And that is, by most of the time, by most Malachis, I do the Malacha, and if I do it less than the Shear, so I did the Malacha less than the Shear. It's Chatzi Shear. On the daf, the daf ayin dal, tomorrow's daf. Rashi says, based on the Gemara, this chatzi shir by borer, right? And this chatzi shir by ofe. This chatzi shir, so if I did the malach, I did the malach of ofe, but I only did chatzi shir. But let's say you only do an akira without a hanacha. Is that chatzi shir of hotzah? Of course not. That's not hotzah, right? You only did half of hotzah. So too, say these achronim, says the Sfas Emes and the Karen Ora, if by these malachos, If I do less than the shear, it's not that I did the malacha. Pachos mi kashir, I didn't do the malacha. These shiurim are definitional for the malacha itself. The Baorig says as Sfas Emes first. Ein ze shear ha'ariga, ela tekol hecha she'ein bo beis chutin, lo have ariga klal. To call ariga hu ma shemechaber shnei chutin yachad. That's the definition of ariga. V'chein potseya, v'chein betofer. Kol she'ein tofer shtei tfiras lo mikri tfira. Ubepachos mikan yesh lomer debi yisur nami leka. Mishum chatzi shir. Tavi kemo akir below hanacha. Teleki yisur daraisa mishum chatzi shir. Kemosh kazva me'iri. That's what the me'iri wrote earlier when he was b'chali between chatzi shir and chatzi malacha. But that's the Sfas Emes, something more fundamental. If you don't have the amount, the shir, then it's not the malacha itself. And the Karen Ora also says this as well. Venira to bechol milachos hashirhu mishum debachos mizelo chashiv. After oseh kol malacha lepachos mikashir kvo leshir, you did the malacha, but you just didn't do the requisite amount. Kama motzi pachos mikagrogeris ubazeh afilu chatzi shir asim la Torah. Aval baoseh beis near echad shu davar sheinu miskayim v'lo havi malacha klal ein bazeh chatzi shir. And that's the our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is telling us fundamental that these shiurim are definitional to these malachos. Again, a little tricky with kosev. What kosev one letter is not chatzi shir. That's a chatzi shir, not a chatzi. That's a chatzi malacha, not a chatzi shir. Or that sounds like a chatzi shir. Okay, but you have to work it out with that. Fine. Last point to mention: the fact that you need a shir for a malacha. There is a chiddush, a big chiddush in the Rashbam in Baba Basra. The Rashbam in Baba Basra on Daf Nun Hey Amibes says that why is there an amount of a shir? This is where the Minchas Chinuch might get it from. Why is there enough of a shear, a minimum requirement? Nun Hey Amibes. To be Shabbos, Malechas Machshebes Asra Torah. Velo Asra Hotzaz Davar Chashuv, Bepachot Bikagogoris. And it's not Chashuv like the Minchas Chinuch said, but it's a Rashbam. The Rashbam says it's less than the shear that's not Malechas Machshebes. Again, the Gemara says Malechas Machshebes by very few halachas, right? Mekalkel, Misasek, right? Malechas Machshebes Legufa, but the Rishonim bring in a lot more. A lot more. Shinui Grama, the Rashbam here, brings in Pachos Mikashir to Malechas Machshebes. Right? Where does this come from? Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher in Mesechah Shabbos, suggests that maybe the Makar for this Rashbam is the Gemara in Zvachim, on Daf Mem Zayin, the end of the fourth parak. Where the Gemara is talking about the Shita of Ze Oved v'Ze Choshev. Is it possible for one person to do the Avoda and one person's Machshava, the other person's Machshava, to be effective? Right? That's what the Gemara talks about. Bailim Faglim. That the owner could think of a pigle thought and he could ruin the carbon. Rav Yosef Engel has a whole safer. I think the Gevurah Shmonim or the Ayin Panim LaTorah. I think it's Gevurah Shmonim. 80 answers to the one Kasha. Where he says, if you say Bailim Faglim, then how could there ever be an Isha Sota that drinks the water? The woman will always think that pigle on the carbon, so he's passed off the carbon, so the water will never work. Okay, that's his kasha. But here, the Gemara says, trying to find the different Tanoim that hold Ze Oved Veze Choshev. So one of them suggested is the Mishnah at the beginning of Perek HaMatzniah. If Ruvain is Matzniah, a tiny amount, and then Shimon goes and carries it out, he's going to be Chayev. What do you mean? For Shimon, this isn't, you know, Chashev. No, but because Ruvain was Matzniah, it his Machshava and his Avoda, that's why it would work. So the Gemara says, isn't that just like the other Shitas by Kutchin, by Els? The Gemara is being Mechalik between ones. The Gemara says, maybe that case of Shabbos is different. And even if you say Zechoshev is Zeovid in some context, you wouldn't say it in Shabbos. Why? Exactly what the Gemara says. Dilma bavardesko chavim uta amr kein pnim. Aval Shabbos? Lechaz machshavas asra Torah. And for what was the context of the Gemara? And therefore, less than the amount of a shear won't be chashuv, and therefore it won't be melechaz machshavas. That's how Rashi explains it too. Right, the last Rashi. V'zeh she'ein shear zeh chashuv be'enov, eino miskavin l'malacha. Assuming that's what melechaz machshavas means. But either way, this Gemara might be the makar for that Rashbam in Bava Basra Daf Nun Hey, that pachas b'kashir is part of melechaz machshavas. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue the Bezrim next time with the laws of Borer.